Have you ever wondered how to make perfect sticky jasmine rice? It's actually far easier than you would think, and you don't need anything fancy like a rice cooker. This evening I've made some sticky jasmine rice to go with a vegetable stir fry for supper. And I was just sorting out the rice and I realised it's kind of one of those things that can sometimes be a little bit of a mystery. Often when we order things like sticky jasmine rice in restaurants, they can come from a rice cooker. So they might have been kept hot at a certain temperature for quite a period of time, often as long as an hour, depending on how much food the restaurant goes through in any given night. And then when we come home and we try to make sticky jasmine rice, sometimes it can be overcooked or sometimes it can be undercooked and you get that kind of chalky flavour in your mouth. And those are the times when you're more inclined to reach for the microwave packets, the convenience food. But I'm here to tell you that jasmine rice is really as simple as it can get. And there's a couple of tricks to do that. So the first thing you need to do is you need to allow 55 grams of rice per person. Possibly a little bit less, but that's dried rice. So I measure it out, give or take, it's about a handful. Now, bear in mind, my hands are not like massive big hands. It's 55 grams of jasmine rice per person. You need a small saucepan, not a big saucepan, unless you're making massive, massive rice. But I rarely make more rice than I would need for maybe 4 or 6 people. My saucepan holds maximum 2 litres. So I put the rice in the bottom of the saucepan and then I top it with cold water. It must be cold. If you have filtered water, that will work far better than water from the tap, but water from the tap will work fine too. You top the dried rice with water from the tap and you will cover the rice and add a little bit more. So you've got about 2 centimetres of water sitting on top of the rice. And so if you think of it that you're cooking enough jasmine rice for 2 people, that's 110 grams of dried rice and then cold water on top to 2 centimetres above the level of the rice in the saucepan. Close the lid on the saucepan. I use a glass lid because it makes it so much easier to see what I'm doing. Put the saucepan on a medium heat, not a high heat, but a medium heat, and wait for it to come to the boil. The medium heat means that it's going to take a little bit longer for it to come to the boil, but it does mean that the rice will begin to soak up the water for a longer period of time. As soon as that rice comes to the boil, and you'll see it if you have a glass lid, and you will have to keep a careful eye on it if you don't have a glass lid, turn the hob off. Turn it off completely and leave the lid on. Don't lift the lid. Leave the lid on the saucepan and leave it sitting on top of the hot hob for a further 20 to 25 minutes. And that is it. Your jasmine rice should be cooked. This is the only way that I make it. It requires no salt, no seasoning. The rice will be sticky when you take it off of the hob at about 20 to 25 minutes after you have turned off the heat, and it will still be hot because the residual heat from the rice, the hot water and the saucepan will keep it piping hot, and it's perfectly safe to eat there and then. For more recipes, tips and tricks and nifty ways to make the most out of your food, you'll find me over on wholesomeireland.com and on all good social media networks as Wholesome Ireland, except on Twitter where I'm at wholesomeie.